I invite you to close your eyes and soften your breathing. We are sending a message to our body in this moment. Relax, relax, relax. Be at peace. For there is a beautiful, loving message about to be delivered. And this beautiful, loving message perhaps even contains something that the cells of our body need to hear. And so let us invite Kryon to come forward.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is it possible to change your DNA? Now, we have examined this before. And we've said, yes, but not as you think it would be changed or even measured. What I'm about to tell you is an extension from last week's channel. And for those of you who did not hear it, there is a new system coming. We called it a prophecy because it talks about the future lives of lightworkers and old souls on this planet. That you have graduated from the old energy to the extent that there will be a complete and total erasure, dropping of all kinds of karmic energy. It will not transmit to your next life. Many of you, old soul, will come in clean. That is to say, not only will there be no karmic energy, but your Akash, that is to say, the record of all the past life energies, will be also gone. This is a total departure from all religious history, from all spiritual history, that depended upon these things to shape and create lifetimes and what you did and what your desires were. Imagine that they're missing. So here is a channel to tell you what is going to replace them. You may not have thought of that. We presented a case for this. We said, why would you ever carry an old energy system into a new energy? And you don't. Some of you saw this coming. Some of you thought perhaps it would be slow. It isn't nearly as slow as you would think. The next time some of you will come in, you'll know who you are. You'll start fresh. You won't have to go through any of the things you ever had to go through again. And instead, you will be on the way to learning mastery. A human being's reaction or non-reaction to things. The wisdom that comes with a master. This is what you are going to be learning next. The school of mastery, not the school of a Akash. We told you that. That was last time's channel. What I'm going to tell you now is what's happening to your DNA. Dear ones, we've told you many times that you come in with apparently 23 pairs of chromosomes. You are the 23 version of the human being. And that is not the version that you're going to find a few hundred thousand years ago. And your science is showing you that now. You didn't come from what you think your human ancestors were. Now, I didn't make that up, and that's not necessarily an esoteric fact. Anthropologists, scientists are starting to discover you are not like your ancestors. There is a total and complete break in the evolutionary system, scale, timeline, whatever you want to say, and suddenly you had 23 chromosomes. We've told you, this is intervention. Now, that's not the subject of this channel. We have told you that before. The subject of this channel is far more grand. You don't have 23 chromosomes, dear ones. You have 24. But only 23 of them are studied and visible with your science. You're still looking at things visually. You're still examining things in a three-dimensional light. You're still looking at what you think is there based upon four dimensions that you sit in. But when you start looking at things in a multidimensional way and have the instruments to measure it, you will discover on your DNA, right where you think it should be, the 24th pair. It's there. Now, how long has it been there? And this is important. It's been there since you got 23. When you think there was a shift and a change, and the human being came from that which is a system or an involvement or a departure from your ancestors, and suddenly you saw 23 chromosomes, and the anthropologists are pulling that back to a certain place where it happened, what happened was you didn't suddenly get 23. All of them changed. But you received the 24 that were in the past were altered to make up the 23 you have now, and another set was given to you. The multidimensional set, the 24th pair. So you have had it all along. But what we're here to tell you is that it just laid there doing nothing. That 24th pair is from the stars. The ones who are esoteric and want to hear this are listening carefully. The ones who are scientific are about ready to shut it off because it's simply too bizarre. So before you shut it off, let me ask you, do you really think you know how everything works? Someday, you will laugh at what you don't know today. Someday you will say, well, that's before we discovered the instruments that show us the rest of the story. Those instruments are multidimensional. And they will enlighten and show so much here within your bodies. Quantum biologists already are studying the possibilities of a multidimensional cellular structure for the human being. And that includes, of course, DNA. The experiments are very telling. You are a multidimensional being. And part of this is the 24th pair of chromosomes. You are still one with 24. Now the 24s are about to be activated. They're about ready to do their job. Hold on, because I'm about to tell you what's next. The human being comes in. The light worker, the old soul, arrives in the next lifetime without any karma, without any blueprints, without any Akash. So what is it that you're going to have that will create the instructions for mastery? If you have no record of who you've been, and it's not in your DNA, what happens? EWI is what I'm going to call it, esoteric wisdom of your intuition. The 24th pair is your soul pair. The 24th pair contains all of the mastery and the wisdom from the ages, from the stars. It is going to replace and will replace that which was your old energy, Akash, and your karma, that is no longer going to be there. And in place of that old energy is what you've been waiting for. Those who intervened so long ago gave you this. It is ascension information. It is soul information. And it begins an entire new study of who you're going to be. That 24th pair starts to glow, illuminate, and start feeding you information that comes in esoterically as wisdom. And it comes through your intuition. Your intuition, dear ones, is going to expand and expand. Intuitively, you're going to know what a master would do next. Intuitively, you're going to know how to help others. Intuitively, you're going to know how to have the wisdom that has escaped humanity for hundreds of thousands of years. Do you see now why there may be hope for the planet? And how there would be no more war for the planet? And we have said this before, get ready for this to be attractive. This is not going to be something where you're going to be so different, you're going to be shunned. Dear ones, this is going to be attractive. People are going to want to know what you know. They're going to be with this group. It's not going to be isolated and biased against. It's going to be accepted, and people are going to want to know what you know. That's what's happened to the masters of the planet. People want to be around them. But this time, there are going to be so many of you. It's going to be so attractive. It'll wind its way into government. It's going to wind its way into inventions that are new. You will be seen as the ones with the wisdom, almost shamanic. And then there will be more. And then there will be more. Evolution works that way. The 24th pair. Can you change your DNA? You already have, and now it starts to react to your change, to this shift, to the time that you're in. It is time for the awakening of the 24th pair, the wisdom. That is what's going to replace the missing Akash, the missing karma, all of that old, old energy that let time repeat itself over and over. It'll be gone. It'll be missing. Stand by for something beautiful, something very attractive, something you're going to like, called your next lifetime. There is so much more to tell you, and we will. But rest assured, old soul, you are indeed going to experience ascension. I'm crying in love with you all, and so it is.